Clil, 8. Exercise 1, page 114.
Leisure in Victorian times. The seaside. The reign of Queen Victoria, 1837 to 1901, saw huge changes in the lives of the British. One of these was the introduction of bank holidays in 1871, days when banks and offices had to close by law. At the same time, quicker and cheaper rail travel made the seaside easier to visit. The day out at the seaside was born. Seaside resorts had been popular with the wealthy since the 18th century. But now, most people could afford a trip to the seaside. The resorts provided plenty of cheap entertainment to attract these new holidaymakers. They could build sandcastles and paddle in the sea. There were donkey rides along the beach, fun fairs, and Punch and Judy shows for children. The resorts also built piers and promenades, paved areas where visitors could take a stroll next to the beach. Because of the unpredictable British weather, seaside resorts also offered indoor entertainment. They had theatres, zoos, circuses, aquariums, as well as iconic seaside attractions like Blackpool Tower, inspired by the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The success of these resorts lasted into the 20th century. Eventually, though, cheap air travel and package tours made holidays abroad more popular than those at the British seaside.